And we are back out here at Humboldt High School. Webster City takes the day 21-14 over your Humboldt Wildcats. Donovan Mann, and now I'm joined by head coach Derek Ellman. So, coach, let's walk it all the way back to the beginning of the game. Webster City, first two drives, two impressive touchdowns, especially that first one. Get yourself in a hole early. Kind of talk about the emotions on the sideline at that point and, you know, how you keep your guys up and not falling flat like we might see some other teams.
You know, I think the biggest thing we told the kids all week was don't feel them out. Don't feel them out. Make sure you come out. You play our brand of football. You do what you're coached to do on offense. You do what you're coached to do on defense. Don't allow yourself to see what they're going to do. And that's what we did tonight to start. You know, we talked about it all week in the first two defensive drives. You know, we came out and, like, what are they going to do? How's it going to look? Instead of just reading their keys and reacting. Now, once we got kind of settled in a little bit, it changed, and they did a really nice job. Defense, to give up 21 points to Webster City, I think, is always a good thing, you know. And on, obviously, like, offensively, we did the same thing, too. I think the first two drives, we had a quick three and out on our first drive and then a turnover, I believe, on the second drive. And we were in a spot, but we got a big play. We got a stop. We're able to march down the field and score. It's 14-7 game. Now, all of a sudden, that excitement starts to come back out. Now, we stop worrying about what they're doing, and we focus on us. And that's what I told the kids at the end of the game, too, is, like, we got to worry about us. We need to not worry about what other teams do. We need to focus on what our offense looks like and what our defense, what we're supposed to do on defense. If we can continue to improve that, I know, man, that we're going to be better next week, because I know we're going to go to practice. We're going to watch it on film. We're going to see it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get better.
And that is one thing that, you know, Ryan and I talked about here at the end of this broadcast before you got up here in the press box with me, is you referred to this game as sort of a measuring stick. Where are we at in the season when we get into big competitive games at that? So after this game, you hung in there, you fought back. Where do you think you are now?
I think we can hang with a lot of teams, man. I think we definitely, you know, we got some things to fix on both sides of the ball. We got to eliminate penalties, and that's another thing we talked about at the end of the game. I mean, we were behind the sticks a couple of different times because we had a holding penalty, you know, because this happened. We've got to eliminate those penalties, and those are mental mistakes. You know, I was talking to one of our offensive linemen at a holding call, and his thought, well, I thought he was going to do this, and then he did this instead, so I grabbed him. And it's like, we can't do that. We've got to make sure we do our job and not try to guess about what's going to happen.
So would you say then probably one of the biggest things you take away from this game is just playing humble football and not trying to figure out the other team, just play your game?
Our game, we got to eliminate penalties as well. That's the biggest thing. And I think that we've really struggled this year all along. We play fast, we play hard, but we get caught doing just little things that are obvious penalties. You can't hold, you know. Can't do that, you know. You can't jump off sides. You can't get into the neutral zone on defense. We just got to fix those little things. And as we continue to grow and improve, I think this is still a better football team than we were on week one. In any of those wins, I feel like this is a better football team, because this is the toughest opponent we played so far all year. Good chance it'll be the toughest opponent we continue to play for the rest of the regular season.
And then, so let's go to the end of the game there, about 2 minutes or so to go. You get that miracle chance, though. You find the ball on the ground. You get that turnover. You get your guys to jump on it. Emotions have to be riding high. Kind of talk about all that led into that final drive that you guys had, where your chance was there, but you didn't quite be able to capitalize.
Yeah, it's anytime you're inside the 10, especially in a hurry-up situation, the playbook starts to get small. So we want to try to get the ball in our playmakers' hands. We did that a couple of different times with the plays. We had a draw in there. We ran a quick pass out. We were trying to get the guys the ball that we needed to have the ball. And then at the end, we had the first down. You know, the ball was dropped. Defensive player made a good play. We had the first down. We get that first down. You never know. You know, you get an opportunity. Any opportunity you get is going to step or give you something else, you know, if that makes sense. I don't know.
It does. So last thing I have to say about Webster City, we knew this was going to be a very physical game because we knew what Webster City was all about, and that's punch you in the mouth kind of football.
Yep.
So grade your team's physicality.
You know, we hung in there with them. I'm going to give us about a B. You know, we got to get better. Maybe a B+. You know, we got to continue to get better. Physically, we cannot feel teams out. We've got to come out and play physical right off the bat. I think if we did that right away, it would have been a little bit better. Defensive line has to make sure they have their pad level lower, too. Offensive line, I thought we played fairly physical up front. Their style of defense is hard for any offense, and I feel like up front we handle them just as good as anybody else. I mean, we moved the football multiple times. I think we had maybe two or three punts only all night. Moved the football, got first downs. I told the kids in the locker room before the game, three things. Move the football, you know, positive yards, get first downs, score a touchdown. That's our drive goals, and it had to be in that order. You can't worry about the touchdown when it's third and two. When we need 2 yards, let's get 2 yards.
So one player that we named our player of the game here on the Bolt, and it's for stuff that's not going to be in the box score, it's Jordan Jensen. Mm-hmm. He was back there. He did a really good job in pass coverages a couple times. You know, I noticed he stood up linebackers or defensive ends coming off. He said, "You're not touching my quarterback." So Talk about his development as both a runner and a blocker.
You know, Jordan's development has been so impressive, and I completely give him credit for it because he has worked his tail off. You know, he's a guy that just shows up every day in the weight room and goes to work. And, you know, I think he wrestled at about 145 pounds. He was somewhere in there.
Sounds about right.
Last year. And, you know, he's 175 pounds, and he's going to give you every single pound. And Jordan ran the ball hard tonight. He had some opportunities to get touches. And that's what I think helped us out big time, too, is it opened up a couple of big plays for Caden because he gives us a different look. And defenses have to plan for him. They have to, and if they don't, Jordan's going to get a big gain. So he's done a phenomenal job. I'm so proud of Jordan and the way he's worked to make himself better because he's a great leader, and he's going to leave a lasting impression on a lot of our younger kids.
So now let's shift our focus to this coming week of practice. There's a lot to analyze, as there is every week.
Yep.
But when you come off a loss versus coming off a win, is there any sort of different mindset, or is it still just kind of that same business going into practice?
No, we're gonna continue to prepare the same way. We're going to look at the tape. Film might be a little bit longer because we've really got to look at the things that we did and the things that we have to fix. So our film session on Monday might be a little bit longer. JV goes to Webster City and plays, so there's a bunch of kids that are going to get to go play on Monday night and get to go play, get a chance at Webster City again. Tuesday and Wednesday will be tough physical practices, and then we've just got to have that good, solid walkthrough. Yesterday, our walkthrough was probably one of the best it's been. We were dialed in, and I think that's why we were able to have some success tonight, too, moving the football, is because we were ready. We were ready for what they were going to throw at us.
So knowing that you go 1 week at a time, you probably haven't looked at them too much, but Ballard is next week. That's going to be in Boone, too. So is there any difference between not having being in the actual school, home school, or no real difference at all?
It'll be weird.
It will be weird.
It'll be playing in Boone again, which, you know.
Hopefully the field will be better.
Hopefully the field will be a little bit better, but it definitely is going to be different playing on a neutral site. I don't know that I've ever coached on a neutral site before, so that'll be kind of interesting. We saw Ballard last week because they just played Webster City, so we saw them on film. They've got some athletes. They've got some guys, but, you know, I think overall team speed is going to be kind of the name of the game a little bit on Friday night because they're pretty quick, and they do a little bit like we do. They want to spread Webster City out. So since I was watching Webster City's defense, focusing on their D, I got a good look at their offense, and they run some of the similar sets as we do with three wide receivers, and then they want to run some zone read, and they run a lot of counter as well. So I think, you know, we prepare for those things. We're going to see a team that's definitely not as physical up front. I don't feel like they're near as physical as Webster City was.
All right, Coach, really appreciate you taking the time out of your day after the game here today. Is there anything else you'd like to say about this game or next week or anything?
Well, first of all, thanks for all you and Ryan both do. It's appreciated. I love that you guys are up here calling our games for us, and go Cats.
Thank you so much, Coach. Go Cats. Again, Webster City takes the day, but Humboldt still has a lot to talk about and a lot to be proud about here, as they drop this one 21-14 against a very physical Webster City team. I'll step aside for a brief moment. When I come back, I'll have your Wildcat wrap here from Humboldt High School. This is KHBT 977, The Bolt's coverage of Humboldt football.